Mr. Pig gets me
carved steak. Wait, we call
them at the... just size, huh? 75 to 150, 125 maybe.
And what is an unbred female called?
She's a gilt.
Oh, just
and
75
to
150.
And what do you call the hairs on a hogback?
Bristles.
And what is an unbred what do you call the big teeth that a hog has?
Tushes.
And what about things the elephant has?
They're tushes, too. We try to tusk our tushes. We try to keep them cut off of the hog. The boar, especially.
Why is that?
Because they're so dangerous. He can hurt you bad with them without... You knowing it, I mean, before you know it almost, you get up close enough and you can cut you real bad with those old teeth.
That's the
danger. What do you call the thing that you put your food in for your hog?
Hog trough.
Before you know it, get up close enough.
Cut
you real bad with those old teeth.
Unless you're using automatic feeders now, since you don't use too many troughs when you're feeding grain or commercial feed.
Do you have any special names for hogs that run them wild? You know, that one maybe one you don't raise. One that's wild, what would you call it?
Commercial feed.
Well, there were some wild hogs back here, but I guess it's just these back there were wild, maybe supposedly that Russian wild boar.
Once in a while, back here, but I
game preserve or something.
These back there were wild, maybe
discontinued anyway. And some of those things got out on the countryside, and they caused a lot of damage around those old boars still.
If you had a pig and didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to do?
Castrate.
Countryside.
Would you use the same term for a horse or a calf or a tomcat?
No.
Okay, what's the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Blate.
And if you were using that in a sentence, would you say the calf began to...
Is blading.
Okay, what's the noise the calf began to...
Blate.
Blade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the gentle noise that's made by a calf during feeding time? What would you call that?
Just mooing or lowing.
And what about a gentle noise that a horse makes?
Whimpering or neighing.
Anything you want to do for me, you can. Because in a minute I'm going to call your animal.
I can't do any of them now.
I'm going to ask you to call your animal.
Whimpering or neighing.
Let's say you've got some horses, mules, hogs, cows, and so forth. And now when they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and do what?
Feed them.
Would you say, I'm going to feed the animals?
Going to feed the cows, or feed the hogs, or feed the cows.
You're not talking about the cows by themselves.
Well, you feed the animals then.
Want to feed the cows?
Do you have any one name? You
call the cows, and then I don't ever.
You don't ever
speak of them all.
Hardly ever,
occasionally.
What about all your fowl?
Cows.
Well, we don't have but a handful of chickens.
I don't ever.
I won't use them. I
speak of them all.
Hardly ever.
Probably I'd say the birds, but maybe it'd be the fowl.
What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Sitting hen.